Good morning, everyone. How are you today? You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here with you on 1TRadio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. How are you? I hope you had a great week, great weekend. And here we are on Monday, September 9th, 2024, 99. It's the 99 portal. And it is now, where is the time? 10:02 a.m. Wow, that's a lot. Anyhow, I am actually holding my microphone on my iPad up to my face, so I hope you can hear me okay. And I'm taking myself and all my gear into the other room so that I can do my show and so that you can hear me properly, because I left my phone in the freezer because it was getting hot, and I hope it doesn't run out of charge, because then I won't be able to, well, I'll have to use my iPad to pull you guys up on the Facebook page. So let's see if my phone has enough charge to do that. So my phone is a little old. It's not super old. It's actually an iPhone 11. And I've had it for a few years. I think it's got to be close to 3 years by now. And so, you know, that's around the time when they start to wear out, unfortunately. These things don't last very long. Considering the price, you would think they would last forever, but they don't. And so my phone's been, like, it overheats sometimes, which is really bad. Not totally overheats, but it gets really hot, and I can feel that it's not supposed to be that hot. So I have taken to sticking it in the freezer for like a minute or two just to cool it down, which really does help, because you're supposed to keep the electronics cold. And I know that when I used to do radio in New York with my fiance, Dr. Fred Vanini, years ago, and we would do his radio show, which was actually a medical show. Excuse me, one second. Yeah, when we used to do the radio in New York, and we went to the big, you know, WOR radio studio, which was like a big, fancy, actual radio station, not just me sitting in my living room doing radio, which is great. I actually like this better. Because I don't have to schlep my ass around and be, you know, somewhere else. I can actually do it in the comfort of my home. But yes, when I did have to actually go to the radio studio, they used to keep the studio freezing, freezing cold, because they had all this enormous machinery and, you know, technology that needed to stay very cool in order to function properly. So same thing for an iPhone. It really has to stay cool. I mean, if it is in a hot environment, which it often is in California, especially in the summer lately, where it's been like 100 degrees, it's ridiculous. Then the iPhone tends to overheat a bit. Okay, sorry. I got a text just now that did not make me too thrilled. I was trying to get an appointment and they don't have anything available, which is not fun. Anyway, we're going to ignore that because that's not a big deal. Where was I? So yeah, so I stuck my phone in the freezer for a few minutes, and it ended up being more than a few minutes because inevitably I forget about it. It ends up being in there for like 5 or 10 minutes before I remember. And the reason I remembered is because I had to come here and be with all of you. And I needed my phone to do it. So, anyhow, let me tell you all how to get to the Facebook page. And I will speak slowly, loudly, and clearly, because there is a very loud lawnmower outside my window. And I know that my voice gets muffled when that happens. So, all right, so now I have my very cold phone in my hand. And I am going to go to 12radio.com, which I suggest you do as well. And that will take you right over into our 12radio.com. It's the main page, but then in order to go over to the Facebook page, you need to hit chat, which is on the left side of the page, amongst the other options. And once you do that, that will take you over into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you will see Rob. Hey, Rob. Long time no see. It's good to see you here. And you will also see Renee. Hey, Renee. Good to have you here as well. You will see Pamela. She says, Lori the Lovely. Well, you know, it takes one to know one, Pamela, so... What you see in others is also in you. It's a good reminder. I like being reminded of that. And that means, like, you know, good things as well as maybe not so good things sometimes. So it's always something for us to look at. And I see Joni. Hey, Joni. She says, good morning, dear Lori. It's been a minute. I'm inquiring about work-life path for me today. I would love any insight. Thank you. All right. I can pull some cards later. If anyone would like a card, you can ask for one. You can ask questions and comments and make comments, I should say. And I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner trained at the University of Santa Monica. So I know a few things about life and things that happen in our lives and things that we worry about, things that we care about, problems that we might have. So any questions you have about anything, feel free to ask and I will do my best to help you. Hi, Renee. Renee is here in the chat as well. She says, my phone is older than that and the camera doesn't take clear images anymore. I guess it is time to get a new phone. Well, actually, that could be a plus if you're trying to take selfies because it's like an auto filter. I was just saying to someone else the other day, this new phone is so sharp and clear. It gives me flaws in my selfies where you can't even see them in real life. You know, lighting. Lighting creates shadows. And so we see things in photos that we actually don't see with the naked eye in person. So that's why I don't really love photos. I really don't. I really don't love how I look on FaceTime either, frankly. Because like I said, the lighting just like bounces off your face a certain way. And it gives you all these weird shadows. And I think it can be like the undoing of some people and kind of give you a little complex at times if you don't like the way you look in pictures. But I have come to learn that thankfully we don't look the same in pictures as we do in real life, which is quite a relief for me anyway. So anyway, yeah, I've never been too fond of pictures and it's strange. It's a strange thing to hear from someone who used to model for a living, which I did at one point and did not love it because even though photographers, you know, some of them are really good and the lighting sometimes is really good. And they're able to get good pictures. There were so many pictures of myself that I have thrown in the garbage just because of that reason. I did not like the way that I looked. And it's taken me a long time to kind of accept that, you know, the camera just adds, one, it adds weight. Another, it adds shadows and unflattering angles and creases and all kinds of things, which now thankfully I don't worry too much about, but a while back when I was modeling, I certainly did. But still, who likes to take a bad picture? You know, I don't think anybody really does. I think we all want to look our best and I think that's fairly normal, but don't obsess about it. it's not anything that you have to really like worry about. It's just I just find it kind of funny that like we can look so different in pictures. Anyway, let me ground myself because I feel really ungrounded this morning, and I'm sure you can sense that. Okay. So let's all take a breath together. Just kind of ground ourselves into our heart space. Let it open up. There we are. That helps. Breathing always helps. You know, it just helps take us back into our bodies, back into our frame, back down onto the earth, especially when we've had kind of an ungrounding morning like I have. You know, like I just said, I was trying to do several things and navigate some interesting communications through text and trying to make appointments, which seemed to be challenging to get for some reason. But you know, I have learned to roll with it. So whatever is happening in front of me, I kind of just laugh at it now. Even the crappy pictures, I sort of just laugh at those too. And I just keep taking more until I get a good one. But yeah, I mean, you kind of have to roll with it. If everything that was thrown at me this morning was something that I took to heart, I would be a miserable mess right now. And I'm not. I'm actually in really good spirits and a good mood, and I'm here. I get to talk to all of you, and that makes me happy. So yeah, I just had a few interactions with some people that I was texting with, and one of them was being a little flaky about scheduling an appointment, and another didn't have time in their day to make time for me, and I wanted to have an appointment. This is like a professional appointment. And she just didn't have time in her day. She's booked, which I get. But you know, when you need to have an appointment for something and it's kind of something that can't wait too long, it's a little disconcerting to be put off, and that doesn't feel good. But you know, I look at it like, okay, so maybe I'm not meant to go for some reason, even though it feels like I might need to for my own personal reasons. There's obviously a reason the universe isn't setting this up for me in a way that I would prefer. And that at first feels kind of crunchy and unwanted. But when I feel into it, it's like, no, I can wait. It's not the end of the world. And frankly, like I said, the universe obviously has a better plan. So I can go with the universe's plans rather than my own, because the universe always knows better than I do. Excuse me. So let me go back to the Facebook chat and see all of you again and see if anyone else has popped in. Because you know, I like to say hello to all of you and acknowledge all of your presence, because I'm grateful for all of you and I'm happy that you're here with me. Hey, Ryan. He says, "Hi, Laura. You sound extra vibrant this morning. Would love to hear why. Other than that, no questions at the moment." Thanks for being here, Ryan. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think I pretty much just explained that. I am in my very high vibing mode. You know, I feel that energy in my body. It's the energy of spirit. It carries me, and it's especially potent right now, and that is a good thing. So yes, I am extra vibrant because I have the essence of the energy of spirit, the essence and the energy of spirit flowing through me right now. And the vibration of everything that has been tossed my way this morning is probably also causing me to be a little more hyper than usual. But because sometimes this spirit energy that flows through me makes me very calm and relaxed. And other times it makes me very wild and very hyper, like now, and a little more ungrounded probably. But I feel very grounded now because we just breathed, and that always helps. Breath is so important. Whenever I am at all ungrounded or stressed or concerned about anything, I always try to remember to go back to my breath and to take a breath into my heart space to allow it to open, and then to just drop anything that might be distressing me, which, you know, nothing's really distressing me right now, but I have, like I said, had a few things happen this morning that were kind of crazy and wild and could have thrown me off kilter, but have not, because I have tools and I use them. Breathing is one of them, breathing into my heart space and allowing whatever is amiss to just fall away. And, you know, I drop it like a bag of rocks and it doesn't bother me. Like I said, because I know that spirit has a plan for me, and I am just going to go with that because I don't have to know. I don't have to do anything. I just have to listen to spirit and go with whatever spirit puts in front of me. I have found that is the best way to do anything and everything, and it works. I highly recommend it, and that is what I do. So yeah. But if you think of any questions, Ryan, feel free to put them in the chat. And Rob says, I'm down for a card if you have time. Yes, I have time. Oh, Rob also says, you are being entirely too hard on yourself regarding pictures, my friend. Well, thank you, Rob. Yes, I know. Rob is an old friend, and Rob has taken quite a few pictures of me over the years, especially many years ago when I lived in New Jersey. And so I appreciate the vote of confidence, Rob. But even then, I didn't like photos. But you know what? The cameras were not as precise back then either. On our old cameras and our old phones, they didn't seem to pick up the little shadows and creases that they seem to now. These new iPhones, I mean, they pick up every flaw. Everything. It's kind of funny, which is why I'm laughing. And I'm really not taking this too seriously. I hope it doesn't come off that way. You know, I don't go around scrutinizing everything. But I just noticed that the newer cameras really do take much more intricately detailed photos than the old cameras ever did. When I first got my first iPhone, it took photos which were fine, and I just never really noticed that there was any type of weird shadow, or I don't think I was as critical of my photos then. But it just seems like now they do that, and they pick up every little detail, which you don't always want a camera to pick up. You know, if you've got a little blemish somewhere or whatever, it's not always the most forgiving. So that was my point. It wasn't that I'm like this crazy vain person, hopefully. But I didn't mean to make it sound like that. I just notice things, and I notice the difference in things because that's kind of what I do as a human design projector. I tend to notice where improvements can be made. So if it comes off differently, I don't mean it to. But when you're a person like me who notices where things can be improved, I can't really exclude myself from that. You know, I notice where there can be improvements made. So that's really what that's all about. It's not that I'm, you know, trying to be harsh on myself, but I appreciate you saying that. and I am kind of saying all of that very tongue in cheek. It's not really meant to be a big hairy deal or anything serious. And they're making more noise outside, right on time. So I hope that you can hear me clearly. And hopefully they will not be out there very long. So Alishea is also here. Hey, Alishea. She says, it's funny because I never liked pictures. Now that I'm older, as I look back on them, I can see the beauty of them. Plus, I feel as if, I was being unfair to loved ones that would appreciate having them. Yeah, I can totally see that too. And I've done the same thing. I've looked at photos from years ago that I thought were terrible. And I thought to myself, why did I think this was so terrible? This looks great. So, you know, it's all a matter of perspective. And I feel like it's also a matter of maturity and growth and just perspective, just really seeing things differently. When you become more rooted in who you are, and you get to realize, you really learn to realize that who you are is not solely how you look, it's much more than that. I think you start to really see yourself as a whole and not just the face in the mirror. So I definitely feel like as we get older, if we are spiritual and we grow spiritually, we realize that there is so much more to us, and that is the inner stuff, you know, the growth and the expansion. And a lot of that inner growth adds to the outer beauty. It really does. And I noticed too that, speaking of outer beauty, when you do the inner work, you actually do become more beautiful on the outside, or more good looking, you know? You look better when you feel better. And that's what spiritual growth does. Spiritual growth makes you feel better. I know it has for me. And I have actually noticed my image in the mirror has changed, and it has gotten better. I think it's really weird to say that, but I've noticed that, because I've seen, well, not just pictures, but I've actually looked in the mirror, and I remember looking in the mirror and seeing things that I may not have liked at one point that I don't see anymore. And so I know for a fact that once you raise your vibration by doing your spiritual work and evolving and growing in spirit, I know that the physical body changes. And that includes many things. It includes our health. It includes the way we look. And as I say that out loud now, of course it does, right? Like, why wouldn't it? If our mindset can change our physical health, you know, whether we think positively or negatively about something, why wouldn't it be able to change our physical looks? It's still physical. And the body and mind are not separate, because what we think about is what we become and what we manifest into our lives. So that makes perfect sense, even though it might sound weird at first. But when you drill down, it really does make a lot of sense. And like I said, I've seen it happen with myself and other people. I've seen people after a while who I know have been on this spiritual journey, and their faces change. They look lighter and younger and brighter and, you know, better looking all over. They lose weight. They get in better shape. It's crazy, but it's really true. So anyway, I don't mean for this to all be like some superficial thing. It's actually not. It's a matter of spirit bringing out the beauty in our human bodies. And I love that. I love that. I mean, because let's face it, this world can be a very superficial place, but what is beauty really? Beauty is the whole of our being. And we know that when we get to know someone and they seem like, you know, Okay, at first you don't know them, and then you get to know them. And when you see how nice they are and how funny they are, and I mean, I'll give my own experience as an example. I have met men in my life who I have dated who maybe at first I didn't feel were all that attractive, but then I get to know them and they become more attractive because their personalities are so appealing. And so what's on the inside definitely makes the outside look better. And so that's kind of how that works, right? And that's a good thing. I really love that. I love knowing that there is so much more to us than just the surface stuff. Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't really mean to go on that tangent, but you know how this show works. We get what's present, and that's what I go with. So, but yeah, Alashea, what you were saying about feeling that you were being unfair to loved ones that wanted the photos, I've also felt that too. It's like I don't want to disappoint someone if they want to have a photo of me, of course. Because we look different to other people than we look to ourselves too. So a lot of times other people don't see the flaws that we see. Because I think we are our own worst critics at times. And I think I know for myself, I have been harsher on myself than I ever am on other people, probably. So I try not to dwell in that, and I really feel like I've gotten to a point where I love who I am and I love that my personality shines through. And it does influence how other people see me on a deeper level as well as a physical level, if that makes sense. And I like knowing that. I like knowing that there is so much more to us because there is, and people never cease to amaze me. When I get to know people, they often surprise and delight me because everyone has a story. And sometimes the story is not a fun story, but when I get to know people and I start to really feel into who they are, I'm usually very pleasantly surprised. And I find out that this person who I really didn't know much about has so much depth and so much beauty that I'm really happy I know them. And it happens all the time. So that's nice because I find myself surrounded by some really lovely humans and some very lovely souls. And I love that. So, let me refresh the chat and make sure I'm keeping up with you guys. And you guys are popping today. I love it. All right. Let's see. And then I can pull some cards for you. Because I knew that Rob wanted one, and I believe Joni wanted one too. Okay, Quelly is here. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. The air conditioning has gone out here at the high school I work with. And she has 2,700 students in Florida. What the hell? Oh my God. Yeah. Ugh. Apparently, that's a pretty common thing going on. The air conditioner went out somewhere I was recently. They had no air conditioning and it was really hot. So I do not envy you over there, Quelly. I have a lot of compassion being in school in this heat with no air conditioning. That really sucks. I hope you guys have some fans at least and a lot of cold water. Good Lord. I know that's a no fun trying to get anything done at school if you're sweltering. I remember how that was because I went to a Catholic school growing up in grade school and high school. And neither of them had air conditioning in New Jersey. in the summer, where it gets very humid and very hot. I think, I don't know how we survived, honestly. I really don't. I don't know if I would survive that today. I'm sure I'd figure it out. But yeah, it wasn't fun. Although I do think bodies change over time, and sometimes younger bodies can tolerate that a little more than not so young bodies. Not saying I'm either one. I will remain neutral on that because I'm ageless, as we all know. Okay, so Ryan says, glad to hear you sparkling, Lori. Your energy today is quite enlightening and vibrant. It's lovely to encounter, and thanks for the explanation. Keep doing you. Thanks, Ryan. I think I will keep doing me. I don't know who else to do. You know, I don't know how else to be, frankly. And I'm glad, because I feel like so many people feel like they have to put on masks and be who they're not. And I can understand that, because I feel like a long time ago, before I was spiritually awakened, yeah, I feel like there were definitely some guards I had in place, but a lot of those layers have dropped off since I've had my awakening, and I've had several, but especially the real big one a few years ago. And I just feel like I don't want to be anything but authentic, and I don't know how to be anything other than authentic anymore, because it doesn't feel good, and I can't go to that place anymore. So if I can't be authentic with you, then you're probably not going to be in my presence very long. And that's not a threat or anything. I don't mean to make that sound, you know, ominous, but it's just a fact. If someone can't love me and accept me in my authenticity, then we probably aren't destined to be in each other's experience. It's that simple. So that's how I look at everything now. It's like, if things don't work out, I don't force them. If someone is in my text thread and, you know, we're having a conversation and we're trying to meet up or something, and it just isn't working, I don't push it. I really don't. I'll be like, that's fine. I guess, you know, they're just not meant to be here. They're not my person. They're not meant to be in my life in this way, if at all. So I've come to really accept that. And it's so freeing when you realize that, yeah, spirit has not put this person here for that reason. It just isn't why they're here, and that's okay. They are not for me. So Renee says, of all the tools I've learned over the years, breathing is the only one that comes to mind when I'm really needing it in the moment. Yeah, it's definitely one of the main ones that I try to remember, and it's what comes to mind as a very primary and very elementary spiritual tool, because our breath is our life, and our breath is so much more than we realize. And whenever you feel yourself constricting or tightening or closing off, you want to go back to your breath, because that's what opens you up again. And it's a great spiritual tool. It's one of the ones I go to first. It's also up there with gratitude. You know, when you can actually remember the tools, if you're in a stressful situation, it's not always easy to do that. But if you can't, then just go to your breath. Because there are many tools that, if you're having the presence of mind, you'll remember them. But if you're extremely stressed, sometimes we don't remember those tools in the moment. And later on, you're like, oh, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I use that tool? I know so many. And I'll find myself doing that occasionally. But the one tool that we can always use is our breath, because it's right there with us. It's a part of us, and you can't go anywhere without it, literally. So, okie dokie. So let me pull some cards, and then I will check on you in the chat once again after I do that. So, all right, I'm going to use the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, which is sitting right here in front of me. And I'm going to pull a card for Joni and then Rob. Let's see what comes up. So Joni, I know you've been on this mission for your work for a while. And what comes up right now is the God of Conflict Resolution. You're being encouraged to walk away from a current conflict. And let me look this up in the book. Here we go. Came right up. Perfect. Excuse me. Okay. By drawing this card, you are being encouraged to walk away from a current situation which is causing conflict in your life. And I feel like we've heard this before. Understand that walking away from this situation is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. There's nothing to prove or gain by fighting in this instance. The universe has placed this conflict in your way in order to guide you to your true path. Bless all concerned and let go. By detaching from this situation, new possibilities and opportunities open up for you. Well, there you go, Joni. So that's what you have to do. If you're looking for work, if you're looking for a job, you really do have to let go, because I know it's so easy to get attached to things, especially when we're really searching for something. But often letting go and simply allowing things to come into our experience and allowing spirit to give us signs on where to go, where to move next, where to look for work. That's the best way to do it. And if there's any other conflict going on, of course, you know, as the card says, just walk away from it. It's not worth getting involved in. And also, I want to remind everyone that as I read these cards, they're often for more than one person. So if you feel like it resonates, then it's probably for you too. All right, so that is for you, Joni. And let me know if you have any thoughts on that. Hopefully it's helpful. I feel like it's relevant. I really do. And I feel like you're going to come across something that really works for you in perfect time. I don't feel like it's going to be all that long. I really don't. So take that with you. And I will now pull a card for Rob. We have for Rob. Oops. And we have right here. Okay, Rob, you got the Goddess of Sacred Power. You are being encouraged to take a leading role in your current situation. God, I love these cards so much. They're always so pertinent. Goddess of Sacred Power. Where is it? Well, this is interesting. The card says Goddess of Sacred Power. Oh, for a minute I thought the guidebook didn't have it, but of course it does. I just wasn't looking on the right page. Excuse me. Okay. You're being encouraged to take a leading role in your current situation, Rob. You are being asked by God, Goddess, and the universe to take a leading role with regards to a project or family issue you are currently involved in. The current situation is in need of leadership and direction. Sometimes being too democratic simply doesn't work. If you look at life honestly, you will realize that everyone has their own opinion on how they think things should be done. It is not so much a matter of who's right or wrong, But what is important right now is that someone takes control. It is better to steer a ship somewhere rather than have it drift aimlessly wherever the wind may blow, at least in this situation. Have the courage to take control. Ask the universe to guide you. Lead lovingly, yet with strength, and follow the sacred power of your intuition. That sounds very meaningful. And I know you, Rob, and I know that you do lead lovingly, and you do have that strength, and you will follow the power of your intuition. I know you will. And I know you will make good decisions, and you'll do what makes sense, because that's what you do. So I hope that that is helpful, and let me know if that resonates for you. Like I said, I'm sure it's resonating for not only you, Rob, but for some other people too. And I love that. I love that the cards, you can always tell when it's meant for you, because you just can kind of feel it, you know, whether you feel it in your gut or whether you get a hit about it, you know, you just sense somehow when things are for you, if you're paying attention. And sometimes even if you're not paying attention and spirit just bonks you on the head with something and lets you know about it. So let me go back to the chat before my phone runs out of charge. Yeah, the whole point of me putting my phone earlier in the freezer was because I went to charge it, and I also went to back it up, and it wouldn't do the backup because it was too hot. So I said, okay, I'm going on the radio very shortly, and I need a charged phone to do that. So I went to charge it. It was too hot. So I put it in the freezer and almost forgot about it. So now I'm looking at my phone, and it's running. The battery's running down, but it's not out of charge, which is good. So I think we'll be okay for the rest of the show. But that was the whole point. You know, I just didn't want my phone to run out of charge. Okay, let's go back to the chat. Yeah, eventually I'm probably going to have to, you know, get a new phone, which is probably about $50,000 by now. I think last time I bought this phone, it was about $1,500. God only knows what it's up to now. To me, that's just insane. I mean, I know it's a computer, but it's a phone, for God's sake, you know? It shouldn't be that much. It just shouldn't. And that's me being resistant. So I will stop being resistant. And instead, I will say to myself, I don't care how much it is. Whatever it is, I can absorb the cost because I am abundant. And I know that I am. And I will absorb the cost easily because I will. And I know that. So that is the correct attitude to have. And I know that. And I like knowing that. And I like seeing how fast I can shift from scarcity and lack into abundance, because I really am. And I sound like I'm saying it in a funny way, but you know, that's just the mood I'm in. But I'm really serious about that. I really am not worried about getting a new phone. Because the money always shows up, you know, it does. And I know that, and I'm grateful as hell for that. There have been times when I wasn't sure, but it always has. So I know that it always does. And I'm really, really thankful for that abundance of finances, of everything, really. So I have learned how to quickly pivot from that place of lack to abundance. And I think it's really important to know how to do that, because the better you get at it, the less you worry and the more abundance you have, frankly. And then you have all that abundance to be grateful for, which brings you more abundance. I love how that works. All right, let's see who has entered the chat. and see how you liked your cards. I hope those cards were meaningful for both of you, Joni and Rob. I like pulling cards. I really do. I've got a couple of really, really lovely decks. And even though I use one or two of them more often than the rest, it's always interesting to me to see what comes up, because it just always seems so accurate. I mean, I pull cards for myself too. And I feel like I want to pull a card for the collective today. I'm just looking in the chat to see if I've missed anyone. Okay, hey, Edward. Yeah, I have missed a couple of you. He says, blessed morning. My internet was being mean and wouldn't allow Facebook and the radio to play at the same time. That is mean. Well, maybe there's a reason that it didn't want you to hear something, Edward. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. He says, I'm so happy to see so many wonderful commenters today. Yeah, me too, Edward. So Edward continues, I just wanted to second the mention that being hard on the self doesn't have to just be harsh unnecessarily, but rather a will to always improve the self, which is always a beautiful thing. I know beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but this is how I see it at least. Yeah, that's definitely one way of looking at it, Edward, and I totally see that point. It can, if you see something like I do that needs improvement, right? It's kind of a fine line sometimes, though. So you can go very quickly, if you're not careful, from simply seeing things that can be improved to obsessing about things that actually aren't there and don't need to be worried about. So I think that that's a really important distinction to make, but I definitely get your point. And I think that we need to, you know, reel it in and only look at it as constructively as possible and not destructively, if that makes sense. Oh, Rob, this is so sweet of you. He says, Rob says, you are one of the very few people I have come to know on my journey through life that has zero pretense right from the start. What a beautiful thing to say. That is, I am touched beyond belief by that comment. That means so much. Thank you so much for saying that. I love that you feel that way. I really do. And I'm happy and blessed that you see me that way, because I love that you do. I really love knowing that. And I always want to be someone who is authentic and who shows that, and that people can sense that about me. So that's really important to me. And I'm really thrilled that you said that. So thank you. yeah, that's super touching. You kind of made my day there, Rob. And Rob also goes on to say, very interesting. And thanks for the kind words. Thanks for the card. You are very welcome, Rob. It's always my pleasure to pull cards. Okay. And Joni says, okay, so noted. I'll stand back and breathe and know what is right for me will present. Thank you. A fresh little take on the matter. Yeah, I really feel like that's the best advice. I really, really, really feel that. And it's specific to your situation. And it's also in general, too, in life. I just feel like when we clutch and when we stranglehold and when we're so attached to an outcome, no matter what it is, that's when it slips through our fingers often. And, you know, it puts us in a state of scarcity and a state of not having what we want, which is not the energetic place you want to be if you're trying to manifest a job or anything for that matter. So yeah, the letting go of that resistance is what allows spirit to come in and shift that energy and really give you what it is that you need and want. And you might not even know, the thing you want might not even be half as good as the thing spirit has lined up for you. That's usually how it works. I mean, frankly, I could not have imagined some of the things that Spirit has given me that were so much better than what I thought I wanted. And I've talked about that before, you know, relationships, you know, having your heart set on one particular person and then finding out that maybe they were not the great person that you thought they were years later and being really relieved that you didn't get involved with them in the first place. So that's just one example. Excuse me. But yeah, that's the best advice that I can give, honestly. And it's not something I made up. It's spiritual teachings. Spiritual teachings always advise that the best thing is to let go of resistance and just allow whatever is happening to shift. And if you are able to, and you want to ask Spirit for some guidance, and then Spirit gives you that guidance and you want to follow it, that's always a really good thing to do. Inspired action. I don't really take that much action unless it's really inspired action. Like I might make a few moves towards something I want if I'm feeling like it's aligned. But if I'm unsure, I'll just ask Spirit to show me if there's anything I need to do. And if there's not, I'll just ask Spirit to allow this thing to happen in the best possible way for my greatest and highest good. That's really a simple prayer that you can say. Thank you, Spirit, for allowing me to have what is in my highest and greatest good in this situation, whatever it may be. It's super simple. You don't have to be attached to any one thing, and Spirit knows what's best for you. Always, always, always. So, oh, wow, it's the end of the hour, and I have to make way for the next two shows. Jamie Dawn is coming up next, and also Serena after her. So I'm going to let all of you wonderful people go for the week and go out and live your lives in the best possible way for your highest possible good. And I want to invite you all back next week to be with me again. This has been so much fun, and I'm so pleased that you're all here with me. Much, much gratitude and much love for all of you. You've been here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.